Our guest on today's KHSU Magazine is KHSU's own Food for Thought host, Jennifer Bell. She's here to tell us about her upcoming Master Food Preserver presentations and a no-knead bread-making workshop that she's giving with the University of California Cooperative Extension. Thank you so much for coming on the KHSU Magazine today.
Thanks so much for inviting me here. Oh. I don't normally get on this side of the whole interview conversation. I'm used to doing the interviews, so this will be different.
Yeah, well, and you do such a great job. So you could probably just, you don't even need me, actually. I just have to apologize for getting a little bit lost earlier today. Jennifer brought me beautiful bread and butter and jam and fruit.
Right. It's important to know leather. What you're talking about when you're doing the interview.
Yeah, so I got to
better
everything.
Feed you bread.
Right. So you're going to be showing people in Humboldt County how to make no-knead bread and right. how to preserve their fruits and vegetables right. from the summer.
Right. We have a couple of different events coming up. So with the University of California Cooperative Extension Master Food Preserver Program, we teach people how to preserve food. Well, we recently started using the kitchen that's down in the Agriculture Center at the bottom of Humboldt Hill. And what we found is that there really hadn't been much of an update in that kitchen since maybe 1972 or something. I mean, all the appliances are there. That kind of old style appliance and everything. And we knew that if we were going to do classes there, we needed bowls and pots and pans and all kinds of things to stock the kitchen. So we needed to raise some funds to do that. Now, I had been in touch with the Emblem Club, with the Eureka Emblem Club, and that's Susie Owsley and Linda Berry. And they were two people that had done a workshop for the Emblem Club about no-knead bread. And I've been making no-knead bread for probably 8 or 9 years now. And so I thought, well, this is something that they do. They do these fundraiser cooking classes, and we need funds, so this might be a match made in heaven. And so I got in touch with them, and they said that they would do this workshop with me. And so we're going to be doing that on June 23rd, and we're doing it to raise some funds for that kitchen so that we can update some of the appliances and also some of the equipment in there.
And will you be having the workshop in the Agricultural Center kitchen?
We will. In the very kitchen that we're raising funds for, we'll be doing the workshop there. Yeah.
And this is down at the County Extension building at the bottom of Humboldt Hill.
Right, right. I think people are familiar with that area. Some people call it Spruce Point, but it's down there at the bottom of Humboldt Hill. And it's a really nice meeting space, but the kitchen just needs a little sprucing up.
And that's a good location, too, because you're kind of in between southern and northern Humboldt as well.
There's a nice big parking lot, which is key whenever you're doing an event in Humboldt County. Parking is an issue. So, yeah, that works out really well.
So, Jennifer, in addition to being a filmmaker and a radio host, you are a master food preserver.
Right.
What does it take to be a master food preserver?
Okay. Well, the interesting thing is, so when I was in my early 20s and my mom was probably in her late 40s, mid to late 40s, she went through this master food preserver program down in Alameda County. And I thought, oh, I want to do that. That just sounds wonderful. Well, Humboldt County didn't have a program. So I got together with some other people who were interested in getting this going. So about 6 or 7 years ago, we started the program here in Humboldt County. So what you have to do to be a master food preserver is you need to go through the pretty extensive training program. And it's about 6 weeks long, and it's all day Saturdays and Monday evenings, and it's in the month of February. So people are interested, get signed up for that for next year. So you go through that training, and what I always tell people is that's kind of the tip of the iceberg. You learn the basics about everything, and then you need to go out and you need to make these things. You need to go out and can and ferment and preserve. So it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, and it seems like canning and certainly fermenting, is just recently making a comeback. But these are practices that, people have been doing for centuries, right?
Right.
That we're just kind of
right.
relearning again.
Right. It's really neat to see the young people who are interested in this because there is a super resurgence to it. There are also people who have had their recipes, their family recipes forever, and we encourage them to use tested recipes. And the reason is not that, Aunt Sally's pickle recipe wasn't a great recipe for that time, but things have happened over time in food preservation, like acid vinegar isn't as acid now as it was 50 to 75 years ago. So when her recipe called for a certain amount of acid, that amount of vinegar isn't acid enough to acidify the food anymore, and that can make it unsafe for people.
Wow.
So there have been some changes that it's great to let people know about those things. So we do a lot of tabling too, where we'll go to the farmer's market and we'll sit out and just bring our props with us, and that usually encourages people to come over. It's funny because people come over and see the jars of jam and go, "Can I buy your jam?" And it's like, "No, that's not really why we're here, but we can tell you how to can jam." So there's a great resurgence right now in food preservation. And with canning, we teach people not only how to water bath can, which is what you can do with foods that are really acid and that's really safe, but we can also teach people how to pressure can, and that's done with foods that are not as acid, things like meat, like fish. A lot of people in Humboldt County can tuna, mm-hmm. and so that's something we can teach people how to do too.
Oh, that's wonderful. And then part of this program is teaching people, right? I mean, I have a friend who's a master gardener and went through the extension program and became a master gardener. And part of that training and that certification is to teach others, like to kind of mentor others. So,
right. Yeah, we like people to know that getting into it, that to become a master food preserver, you have to go through that training. But then to remain a master food preserver, it's required that you do a certain number of volunteer hours and also do a certain amount of continuing education. So keep learning about new things all the time. We do tours of places. We did a tour of Booth Brewery. So we went to a brewery and they told us all about how they make beer, and that's a method of fermentation. So it's a way of preserving food. And so we do a lot of that sort of thing so people can get their continuing education hours by going on tours. Or we also do continuing education at our meetings. Sometime like Henry Robertson from Henry's Olives came and talked about preserving olives. So that time was counted towards the continuing education as well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So you've done your continuing education, and now you're going to be educating the public. And mm-hmm. these presentations, they're free.
We do. We have some free workshops.
May through August.
Yeah,
right?
We do. We have 4 workshops that are coming up. It's called Third Thursday, so it's easy for people to remember. And it's going to be happening again at the County Agriculture Building, which is down at the base of Humboldt Hill. And the first one is going to be on May 17th, and it's about pickles, both sweet and sour pickles, and talking about how you not only pickle things, but then how do you preserve them using water bath method. So it's a pretty simple process, and a lot of people enjoy that because you can have those pickled products all year long, even though whatever the crop is only available during a certain time of year. You can have it year round, and that's one of the great things about preserving.
So your first one in May is pickles, and then in June it's jam.
June is jam, and one of the things I like to do, or we all like to do with the jam workshops, is teach people about low-sugar jam, because if you look at some of the recipes for jam, I always call it canning sugar, because the biggest part of the recipe is sugar. Sometimes it can be 8 cups of sugar and 5 cups of fruit, so that's really frustrating because, you know, sugar is a real problem in our community for our health, and so it's good to know how to safely can low sugar recipes for people who need the less sugar. I think we all could use the less sugar. And then we can taste the fruit more. And I think that's one of the things about those low sugar recipes is you really want to taste more fruit. One of the interesting things that happens when you make it, people will complain, they'll say, "Oh, but when I make the low sugar recipe, it doesn't make as much jam." And that's because you've been canning sugar.
Right. I mean, that's probably why there's so much sugar in the first place, is to extend the
product.
Quantity.
Yeah.
Right. But it's not with any added value.
Not nutritionally. And one of the neat things about Humboldt County is we have such great berries. We have such great wild berries. We have one of our master food preservers, Leanne Moore. She has a company called Oceanside Jams, and she goes out and she actually commercially cans thimbleberries and salmon berries and blackberries and all kinds of different berries that she forages for in Humboldt County. So I think that's a great thing about Humboldt County is lots of places you get red huckleberries and black huckleberries and all these different sorts of things, and then make a jam or, you know, something that's really special and really local. And I think that's a nice thing to give for holiday gifts to people, is something that's been made in Humboldt County.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. There's such an abundance of blackberries, for sure. I mean, if you're going to deal with them in your yard and where you don't want them, at least
you may as well get something out of them.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then you've got a fruit leather class.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the fruit leather, because one of the interesting things that's been done with fruit leather, and this is something that some of the folks from United Indian Health Service has been doing, is making fruit leather using beets and strawberries together. So if you're trying to get children to eat vegetables, getting them to eat fruit is probably not such a problem, but if you're trying to get them to eat vegetables, mixing them in a fruit leather can be a really great way to do that. It makes an absolutely stunning color, because as we know, beet juice makes a really beautiful color. And then mixing it with the strawberry, and it's got a little lemon juice in it and some dates and some honey, gives it a little bit of sweetness, but not near as sweet as the fruit leathers that you buy in the store. So a real local product that you can buy the strawberries locally, the beets locally, use less sugar, get a real fresh product, get kids to eat their vegetables. And then I made one that you got to try today.
It's so delicious.
It's pumpkin apple. And it's got a little pumpkin pie spice in it, a little bit of honey to sweeten it up a little bit, but the apple gives it a little tartness. And I don't think you really notice the pumpkin-y flavor so much as it kind of maybe reminds you a little bit of pumpkin pie in the fruit leather, but it's a real fun one too.
It's delicious. I appreciate you sharing, and I think the people that attend your presentations are going to learn a lot. So and your last one in August is tomatoes, right?
And it's a little early because tomatoes, you know, they're on big time in September. So one of the things about these workshops is we like to offer them a little bit early, and that way people can learn about it before they've got the onslaught of tomatoes, and it's like I want to know what to do with them, and they're overwhelmed with them at the same time. So August is tomatoes, and everybody in Humboldt County will know what to do with tomatoes after that.
Wonderful. And then just quickly, so these are all free presentations, but there's an actual like hands-on workshop, a bread making workshop that's happening June 23rd.
Yeah, and that is the one where I'm getting together with the two women who are part of the Eureka Emblem Club, and they do cooking classes in the community. The great thing is, of course, their goal in the community is to teach people about cooking, but also the funds that they raise from these classes goes to benefit some organization. And so when I hooked up with them, I thought, this is a great match. We need money. They raise money doing cooking classes, and so we're going to be offering that class coming up on June 23rd. I think there's about 35 people already signed up for it, and a maximum of 50. So there's still about 15 spaces in that class. There's a small fee for that. But when you take that class, you'll get a nice packet of recipes of different ways to make the bread and a sourdough starter. So the sourdough starter is kind of a great thing to, you know, get you going on making this bread that you've tasted today, as well as other types of sourdough products.
It's absolutely delicious. So just quickly, what is the secret to the care and feeding of sourdough?
The first secret is you must name your sourdough starter, because you're less likely to kill something that you've named.
Okay.
So you name it, and mine is George. So my sourdough starter, George, lives in my refrigerator. And one of the interesting things about sourdough starters is that it doesn't take very long before, even if you get a San Francisco sourdough starter, by the time it's been in Humboldt County for a few months, it's already, the bacteria and yeast in it have already changed to become Humboldt County. So the sourdough starter we'll be sharing with everybody has been in Humboldt County for about 9 years. So it is a solid Humboldt County sourdough starter. So we'll do well all over Humboldt County.
Well, I think it's so interesting that you're, you know, working with this bacteria in the sourdough, and also in the pickles and the fermenting of fruits and vegetables, and that, you know, the way that we can use the bacteria to help us actually enjoy these foods and prolong these foods rather than actually them making the food dangerous.
Right. Yeah. I think it's kind of like where science and art comes together.
Yes.
With this sort of food, because you're using a little bit of science, but there's also some magic that happens when you make it too, that I'm totally good with. I don't need to know all the science of everything, but just let that magic happen.
Well, wonderful. Well, if you want to let some magic happen in your garden and your kitchen, then Pam Bell is giving Master Food Preserver demonstrations on the third Thursday of the month, May through August, and a no-knead bread workshop on June 23rd. And if you want information, you go to ucanr.edu/MFP.